from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dale and Keith.
Middays 10 to 2.
On WEEI.
I am like supremely confident in this weekend. No, this is the best I've felt about a gambling board in months. Ooh. I'm going to take the Tampa Bay Lightning with the puck line, mind you. So laying 1.5 against the Blackhawks. I am Mary Poppins, y'all.
It's Mary Poppins.
Robert Tonyan, my guy, to score a touchdown right now is plus 160. I'm going to go Tom Brady over 305.5 pass yards against the Saints this weekend. Like I said, the line is 6.5. I'm going to take Aaron Rodgers, the soon-to-be MVP, laying 6.5 at home.
This guy double check.
I am going to take the Baltimore Ravens getting 3 points. Kansas City favored by 10 points. I'm taking the Browns, guys. Give me the points. I'm going Tom Brady getting 3 points in New Orleans.
All right, there you hear it. That was Chris Scheim's money picks for the weekend. Scheim, a lot of ding-dings, a couple of horns. What was the overall record for the weekend?
So we went 4-3 this weekend, which is pretty solid. Not too bad, not too shabby. We're winning. We're winning games here. That's what matters. We gave out even more prop picks, actually, later. I gave out some more later on Mud at Night, which kind of inflated the numbers a little bit. But here on the show, free money, we went 4-3. Pretty good.
4-3, so Mary Poppins.
A little Mary Poppins action. We hit on Tampa Bay money line, too, so that was some inflated number, which was pretty nice.
Now, Rich, you might find this very interesting, but I was interested in getting in on some action this weekend. And I had a feeling that somehow Scheim and I were kind of forcing the issue a little bit. Obviously, the results are in. The bets spoke. The board talked to us. We just didn't have a good season together. But I liked some of the props and I liked some of the games this weekend. So I texted to Scheim Saturday what would have been my best bets for the weekend. And would you believe I went 3-1 on my own?
Yes, he went 3-1, but his parlay would have been dead after game one. He picked Rams money line, and I said, we probably
Rams
shouldn't do
Rams money line? Where'd you come up with Rams money line?
I had a feeling. It was a little hunch and gut, one of my favorite places to grab an afternoon bite, the old hunch and gut. I was thinking that maybe the Rams defense, which I felt was starting to pick up some momentum, would have been able to not game wreck, but prevent Rodgers from getting any momentum or building offensive rhythm and continuity. Turns out I was wildly wrong. So I probably would have bet each individually and had the parlay. So let's say I would have gone 3-2. Still, like you went 4-3, Scheim. We're on the plus side of things. So each of us would have made money, which makes me wonder, should we continue to be great chill friends, but not ever collaborate wagers?
I don't know. It's a weird thing because he texted me and I specifically said to him, I am betting none of those except for Tampa Bay Moneyline. So we have a very different view when it comes to the gambling board. It seems that when we collaborate, we seem to be just getting each other's way a little bit. But
and we have the best intentions.
Exactly. I love you. I love you, Uncle Fitzy. But right. In some cases, right. Not the best play.
I think
totally
that
understand.
Maybe... I think maybe that you guys doing separate bets might be the way to go. I think it might be.
We might have to. We might have to mix it up a little bit next week, where we kind of set it up so that it's Shime v Fitzy in a way. Like I make some picks, Fitzy makes some
Shime
picks.
Shime v Fitzy.
Yeah, kind of like
now you
like,
guys want to battle each other.
Like it's so like, now, it's like now Batman you guys are v nemesis. Superman colon nemesis. Dawn of Justice.
No, I don't know if you want to do that. You go from we'll best just, of buds
we'll
to arch enemies
over the same name of our mothers.
Wasn't Mutt doing that? Doesn't Mutt do Mutt,
Mutt versus the World? Yes.
Yeah, so you're really just stealing an idea from a show that you were on.
Well, no, that's not the case at all.
That's what it sounds like.
I would call it like vertical cooperation. I would call it like it's
vertical
like,
cooperation is what you would call
we're,
it.
We're sharing
collaboration.
You know? Just, yeah, like, or take snaking.
It's like parallel.
Sounds like a take
parallel collaboration. We're helping each other out, but we're never going to intersect. It's always going to
so,
be
Sean,
side
let me
by
ask
side.
You this. Let me ask you this. You have hockey bets, and you're
sure
giving
do.
Out the hockey bets Fast and Furious, Chris like Slapshot Chime. You have your regular football lines and over-unders, and then you have your Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins.
Which one are you feeling the best about, and which one maybe has to go?
So, honestly, it's weird, because this week was it seemed like an anomaly, if I could say that word.
Tough word? No
yeah,
problem.
It's a tough word. An anemone.
Because
this week I had a great week in hockey bets.
Limit.
Tremendous
Limit.
Week in hockey bets. The props were kind of tough. I went like just over 50-50 on props, but my NFL picks, I was 3-1. So it's but prior to this week,
yeah.
I would have said NFL picks got to go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's, so
our friend Dice on Twitter actually has a nice update to your nickname.
Oh,
what about
okay.
Harry Proppins?
I see. That seems a little hurtful.
What do you mean that seems a little
hurtful?
It's not
hurtful.
It's a descriptor.
Instead
of being Mary Proppins,
if you happen
a man.
To be hairy, your hair is not a big deal.
Okay. What about this?
Mary Ploppins.
Oh, God. Sean.
We're not doing that. It doesn't make sense.
I was going to say, Mary Proppins because I am quite merry.
You are very merry. He's very merry.
I am very merry, especially during the holidays.
True.
So I felt like Mary Proppins might be a little bit better, but Harry Proppins seems like a shot at my soul.
James Harden is Mary Bloppins.
John, I wish your mic didn't work.
Yeah, John, honestly.
Can we have technical difficulties?
I wish
you mean they were working the entire time.
I wish your mic lost internet. So here's the story. Conference championship game. I'm not asking for your bets right now, Shime, because that would be outrageous. We have a full week to break these down. You could gather some more intel as we go. But what are we looking at for lines?
So currently right now, the Chiefs are favored by 3 over the Bills. And here's my recommendation. I'm going to give you a recommendation right this very minute.
Okay.
If you really like the Chiefs, you should take the Chiefs now before that number jumps up. Because as soon as Patrick Mahomes is deemed to be good to go, that line is going to shoot up to probably 4.5 or 5. So if you really like the Chiefs and you think Patrick Mahomes didn't get his bell rung all that bad, then you should probably bet the Chiefs now.
He couldn't
what if
stand
I told
up
you,
by himself.
No, he could not.
What if I told you I don't like the Chiefs?
You don't like the Chiefs?
Then I would wait. Because honestly, it doesn't... Either way, if you
don't
like
more
the Chiefs here, you're
going to
bet the Bills money line one way or another.
Bills.
So at this point, you're kind of just in purgatory. Because like, if you bet it now and then Mahomes can play, you could have gotten a better number. But if you bet it now and Mahomes can't play, the number's probably going to come down a little bit, but it's still going to be about the same.
So on Saturday, whilst watching the Ravens-Bills game, it was not a pleasing game to the eye. And so about midway through that game, I tweeted out something to the effect of, congrats to the Kansas City Chiefs for once again making it to the playoffs. Or, I'm sorry, to the Super Bowl. Once again making it to the Super Bowl. To which Bills fans were all up in arms. I got so many people tagging old takes exposed and all this other nonsense. And then somebody was like, oh, why? Because you really thought the Ravens were going to beat them? I was like, no. No, I didn't. I just thought that one of these teams would look better. I thought the winning team would look better than they did. The Bills didn't really give me a whole lot of confidence that they're going to be able to go into Kansas City and keep up on the scoreboard.
I feel like
they
haven't
needed
given you a lot of confidence 2 weeks in
yards.
A row. They didn't get a single turnover against Indianapolis.
Good point.
They let up 450 yards of total offense to Indianapolis.
Good point.
And then last week, they only scored one touchdown. The reason they got the second touchdown is Lamar Jackson threw a bad interception that went back to the house for 101 yards.
Fitzy likes him. Fitzy's got a hunch about the Bills.
I like the fact that you also just called him Slamar Jackson by accident. I feel as though that's Harry Proppins and Slamar Jackson. Now, Shime, to that point, I will counter with Indianapolis, underrated defense, although it had been trending downward the remainder of the season. Big postseason for Josh Allen, who's getting his playoff legs under him. Two wins after, obviously, some of the worst, one of the most head-scratching postseason performances last year. And the Ravens' defense, plus those conditions, equals good luck to anybody scoring more than 10 points. I don't think anybody on the Chiefs is going to be able to keep up with Steph Diggs. This goes back to my argument as to why I think Lamar Jackson and the Ravens should throw all the money in the universe at Allen Robinson, because they need a number one receiver. The way that that throwmance between Josh Allen and Steph Diggs is working out right now, it's better to me than anything on the Chiefs. The Chiefs haven't played that well in
a long
time.
But I don't think they can do anything else. I think they've turned into a very one-dimensional team. Cole Beasley is clearly playing through an injury.
A very tough injury.
Yeah, he's banged up bad.
He's hurt.
And so it is just Allen and Diggs. That's all they have. Now, that's a great combo. They led the league in receiving. But I'm just saying, that's all the Chiefs have to worry about.
And here's what I'll tell you, Fitzy. Right this second, I'm not touching this game. I will pick the game
there's
on Friday for free money.
Okay.
Because there's only two games. But I'll be honest with you. I will be rooting for the Bills in this game because not a single part of my soul can root for the Kansas City Chiefs. So I will be rooting for the Bills, but my money is screaming at me to bet the Chiefs. So
Your
that's kind of where my head's at.
His money is screaming at him on
look
a
what
mountaintop.
They did yesterday. Like, look at it. Miles Garrett was out half the game.
Have you seen Travis Kelce this year? He is nigh unstoppable.
Defense has it.
Tyreek Hill has been unbelievable. All year.
Push, you see him push his position coach?
Even with Chad Henne throwing the football, he's still going to go up and make the catch.
I put Edmonds on Kelce. I put Tre'Davious White on Tyreek Hill. And then I take my chances. They can't run the ball. The one thing you can do against
Neither
the Bills
team can
is run the
ball.
No, there's going to be no running in this game.
There's going to be zero running. It is going to be
better,
all passing.
It better be Mahomes, by the way. Because if I have to watch a whole Chad Henne game and then the Bills celebrate like they really made it to the Super Bowl, that's garbage. It's got to be Mahomes.
The legend of Chad Henne.
Correct.
I bet you Mahomes gets they play up the drama this week so they can steal all the SportsCenter headlines and make sure that we're talking about it. By Thursday, he's cleared.
He's cleared to go.
I'm going to be honest with you guys, though.
Good. Thank you.
I don't think it really matters who wins the AFC Championship game.
Well, it does. I mean, one of those teams going to the Super Bowl.
I understand that. But I don't think, with you, I don't think anybody's stopping
Aaron. It's actually super important to whatever team wins it.
I don't think anybody's stopping Aaron Rodgers at this point.
Maybe not. What's the line in the NFC game?
So the line in the NFC game right now, 3.5 in favor of the Packers.
Okay.
That's
Packers
it?
Land 3.5.
Brady
that
the
is
dog again?
Hold on. So Vegas is telling us. Vegas is telling us right now.
This is what they're telling us.
That they're only as good. They're basically only like that. Uh-huh. The Packers are a half point better. That's it. They're getting 3 for being at home, and they're only a half point better than
the Bucks. So I would couch that by saying I think they've adjusted that 3 points at home with COVID.
It's like 2, right? 2.5.
It's somewhere between 1.5 and 2, depending on the team.
Because there's not a big crowd presence anymore.
Yes,
well, the Packers had a lot of fans there. It was pretty loud for them on.
And it is Lambeau, but like Lambeau doesn't affect Tom Brady the same way Lambeau affects Drew Brees.
No, he likes it cold. Colder the better. Brady also
hates the cold. Are you kidding me? He'll never be caught dead here again.
Yeah, that's why he threw for 59 points in a snowstorm against Tennessee.
He threw for 59 points.
You know what I mean.
They also blew out the Packers in the regular season when they played them. They smacked them off.
I think that was a snowball game, though, because it was like Aaron Rodgers threw a pick six early, and Tampa got a quick touchdown, and then it was 14-0, and I think the Packers kind of just
I understand. I mean, the Steelers also blew out the Browns, and then the Browns beat them in the playoffs. So, I mean, it's just throwing it out there. Just a little nugget there. You got the over-unders next to you?
Yeah, so the over-unders right now, Bills-Chiefs is 54, Tampa Bay-Green Bay 51. I would lean, right now, right this second, I'm leaning over Tampa Bay-Green Bay, under Buffalo-Kansas City.
I see that. I love that.
Yeah, I was pretty underwhelmed with the offenses overall this past weekend. The offense is like, we spent all week talking about the quarterbacks, as you would, and then nobody really played well. Rodgers had a good start against that good defense the first game. And then Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson combined for, one touchdown. And then Patrick Mahomes was okay, then he gets hurt. Baker Mayfield at least looked like the moment wasn't too big for him, but again, didn't exactly light it up. And then Tom Brady was only able to score on short fields. So
that throw Baker made down the sideline, by the way, to Donovan Peoples-Jones, I'd like to say that might be the best throw of the playoffs.
That was a sick toss. Yeah.
Absolutely sick. Rich, if I may,
yes.
I'd like to throw to myself now at the too soon NFC Championship weather desk with a quick look at the forecast for Sunday's action in Green Bay, Wisconsin. According to our friends at AccuWeather.com, Sunday's forecast calls for a high of 26 degrees, cloudy with snow possible, with a low of 8.
8 degrees.
It's going to be chilly. It's going to be freezy, as Gronk
Aaron
would say.
Rodgers likes that.
It's going to be freezy, freezy out there.
It's going to be freezy, freezy out there. All right.
Freezy,
Although you really can't ask for much better when you have Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen.
No.
This is it. These are the matchups that...
This is what the NFL should have wanted and was happy to get.
Would you almost say that this is like minus Russell Wilson, but subbing in Tom Brady, who we all know full well is better, that this is kind of like chalk quarterback, if you will? Like, I know it's 1-2 in the AFC and it's 1-5 in the NFC, but like, these are
I think, this weekend, the best quarterback won every game. The round before that, no, because, the Rams beat the Seahawks, but still pretty close. Pretty close. It was mostly, quarterback advance.
Oh, boy.
My favorite part of this whole thing is at the end of this, we can say that a true number one wide receiver was on the team that won the Super Bowl, because all four teams left have legit stud number one, clear-cut, Pro Bowl, all-pro wide receivers. I like that.
Yeah. I think the one that's going to make the biggest difference this weekend is going to be the one who made the biggest difference this season. He elevated the team play. He elevated his quarterback play.
Fitz all over the Bills.
I've been all over the Bills for like a month and a half.
He knows he lost a lot of Patriot fans with his anti-Tom Brady comments. And so
now
he is just placating to the Bills fans. Coaxing Bills Mafia into his corner.
I'm not really placating to
the
them.
Big Bills fan. He's going to be wearing a little
speak with James Bite
tomorrow.
A little bit.
Okay, and that's what's trending now.
Yes,
here I am. I'm just,
who's your
I'm
favorite?
Trying, that was trending.
Just, favorite Buffalo Bill of all time. Who do you got?
Oh,
Fred Smurlus.
That's yours?
Correct. That's the only answer.
It's the only answer, Fitzy.
That's the only answer?
Because he's standing behind us and he'll fight us if we don't say it.
No love for Don Beebe?
Nope.
What about
Eric Molds? Eric Molds.
Andre Reed?
Remember what? Who didn't love Stevie Johnson, first of all? The fact that the guy drops the easiest touchdown in NFL history and then tweets at God for doing him wrong. Why you got to do me like that?
No, the best Stevie Johnson thing that I remember him for is eating money sandwiches. He would put money in between pieces of bread and eat it. That's a real thing. You can Bing Stevie Johnson
that
money sandwiches.
That needs to be on free money. That needs to happen.
Stevie Johnson was doing so well for himself that he ate money.
That could have been us, Fitzy.
Could have been you guys. You could have taken two slices of wheat bread, a little bit of mayo, and some money.
Put a nice Grant right in the middle of it.
Do whatever you want. You could do a bagel sandwich. You could do an English muffin.
Yep.
All right, that's that. So good luck to Sean. He will be keeping us up to date on maybe how he feels throughout the week. And then Friday, of course, at 1:30, picks for the weekend. They may include a hockey game or two. No big deal. They may include a prop or two. That's
can
to be
guarantee
expected
it.
At this point. But when we come back, we will wrap things up and find out what else we got here on Dale and Keefe with Fitzy.
Dale and Keefe.
Middays 10 to 2.
On WEEI.
All right, wrapping things up here on Dale and Keefe with Fitzy. Let's find out what we missed.
What else you got?
Fitzy, what do you got?
Well, far be it from me to ever say in my what else you got, or almost any time, Rich, to want to talk about hockey, but when it involves my favorite TV show of all time, I'm here for it. The puck drops, and we get this kind of hockey talk. So, Pat Foley is the play-by-play voice, I believe, on NBC Sports Chicago of the Chicago Blackhawks. And this particular weekend, they were taking on the Florida Panthers, whose goaltender happens to be a huge fan of Living Life the Way. Hearing this guy, Pat Foley, this old-time hockey dude, try to talk about The Mandalorian and be hip current and into what's going on in the program is absolutely phenomenal.
Rieger, the Panther goaltender tonight, who apparently is a big fan of the show The Mandalorian, which airs on Disney Plus. Look at his mask. On one side, there's the child Grogu, and on the other side, Din Djarin, who's a bounty hunter. And I have no idea what I just said, but apparently it's a popular show. And that's the kind of in-depth reporting you get here on Blackhawks Hockey on NBC Sports Chicago.
I like that guy. Give it a go. Grogo.
First of all, that man's voice is spectacular. He's so reading off of a sheet. It's
Grogo.
Absolute perfection.
Grogo.
But okay, yeah, the Giles Grogo.
Din
Djarin. But I love the fact that now I've got a new favorite goalie, not named Tuukka. Drieger, this guy, the goalie for the Panthers.
Djarin.
The custom helmet with Mando and the child on it is amazing.
Pretty sweet.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah. Grogo.
What else you got?
I understand that Chris Slapshot Shime might have a hockey pick for us.
I sure do, guys. I am excited to tell you that I will be continuing the luck or skill it takes to
Puck
win
luck.
These hockey bets by taking the one and only Vegas Golden Knights tonight. They are taking on the Arizona Coyotes.
Grogo.
Big fan of the Vegas Golden Knights. Might be one of the best teams in hockey. And I'm also going to take the Philadelphia Flyers tonight. Carter Hart might be one of the best goalies in hockey, and he will be in net tonight against the Sabres. So
not one pick, but two.
Give me the Flyers and the Vegas Golden Knights.
Din Djarin.
All right.
What else you got?
John?
Well, speaking of the Flyers, one of their players, Jake Voracek, was very unhappy with a reporter. Check out this audio.
Mike Sielski, you're on. Go ahead.
Yeah, this question is for Jake. Two games in, Jake. How different does the season feel, if at all, given the circumstances of the offseason and the condensed schedule and everything?
Doesn't matter what I say, Mike. You're going to write f***ing shit every time, so it doesn't matter what you say. It feels different. I mean, we got 4 points after the first two games. I wasn't even going to answer your question because you are such a weasel. It's not even funny. Next question.
So Mike Shilsky is the name of the writer. He went on the record with the website called Crossing Broad, and he claims that this stems from a column he wrote in Halloween of 2019 when he was at practice, and then coach Alain Vigneault was saying that he needed more out of veteran leadership, and while he was saying it, apparently Jake Voracek and James Van Riemsdyk were laughing at something, and then the writer wrote that they were laughing at the coach for saying that they needed more veteran leadership, and it was like this whole thing, but he eventually went back into the column and changed it. And I guess the guy is still mad about it. But in the column, I looked at the edited column after the fact, and he doesn't really say, he still leaves the door open for that's what they were doing. So I guess, yeah. Mm.
But what's funny about it is hockey players are just so nice that he was mad at first, and then he still answered the question. He's like, it's nice to have 4 points in two games. I wasn't going to answer your question.
I wasn't even going to answer your question because you are such a weasel. It's not even funny.
But he did.
Next question.
He did answer the question. He didn't help himself.
Consummate pro.
What else you got?
All right, last thing for me, a couple of things. I got a recommendation and then a plug. The Grogo. Recommendation on Netflix, if you like the serial killer documentaries, which I do, and I know it's weird. I'm not going to suggest that it's not weird, but there's a lot of people like us and like me. And there is a new 4-part series about the Night Stalker, which is on Netflix right now. And they have the detectives that are working the case on that, and they just break it down, good timeline. So that is super interesting. Also on Netflix was Cobra Kai, and Davey and I on the Hashtag Dork podcast are going to be reviewing season 3 tonight. So you can check that out over on our YouTube, .com/Dork Podcast, and then it'll be available on iTunes and everywhere else late tonight. So Cobra Kai season 3.
That's excellent. I'm finishing the final two episodes tonight.
Okay.
Good. I've been enjoying this. I've been enjoying this season. It is the ultimate fan service television, I think, that I've ever watched.
Yeah, and if you were a fan of Karate Kid Part 2, like so many of you were, then there's some good payoffs in this one. All right, good job by John and Shime. Fitzy, always a pleasure, sir. We'll talk to you on Wednesday.
My man, good show today. Guys, back in the box, great job. John surviving the iced coffee spill of the century and being able to produce
the
program.
Coffee. I only drink hot coffee.
Maybe that's what knocked out the internet.
That's
do we trace it back to that? Can we rule that out?
I didn't look into that.
Can't rule it out. It's all John's fault.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Dale will be back tomorrow. Andy Hart as well. Thanks for listening. OMF is next. See ya.
Grogo. Din Djarin.
That's all, folks.